Money and markets. The theme, our theme tonight, all week long, it felt like up in the air. Everything felt fluid. Everything was up in the air. I can't tell you how many business people and real estate brokers and anyone from a transactional walk of life saying, you know, everybody's frozen what they're going to do and how they're going to do it until they find out who wins the election. But then the Fed took action today, and up in the air started to feel like up, up, and away. So the big story in money and markets was the centralizers were out in force. The first thing that happened was the German courts negotiating a deal, essentially with their ruling that the ECB plan was probably constitutional, and capping the size of the deal. It was the most unheard of. I thought, are these judges or investment bankers? We'll talk it with this with Franklin about this more, but for a constitutional, a German constitutional court to make a decision that something was probably constitutional, that is the most uncourt-like, unjudge-like, unlawful-like ruling I've ever heard of. In the U.S., we had an unprecedented and controversial move. The Federal Reserve today announced the initiation of an open-ended round of quantitative easing, QE3, and extended the period for which it would keep rates between 0 to 0.25% to mid-2015. This is a very big and very unprecedented move. The market was hoping for a QE3, but it got something else. It got a QE infinity, some people are calling it. But if you look at what's happened, we've had several things going on. We've had an open-ended expansion. Usually when the Fed announces large purchases, in this case, buying large mortgage-backed security purchases from the banks, usually when that happens, we get some kind of time limit. And here we have the Fed saying they're going to do it as long as they take. Very unusual, it's targeted to the labor market. So they say they're going to do it as long as they feel it's necessary to see improvement in the unemployment rates. And three, it's not really tied to weakness. They're saying that the business growth numbers look good. They're more concerned about households. So this is a very aggressive move by the Fed, and certainly more than was expected. And we saw the response in the market with the Dow and the S&P at their highest closing level since December 2007, with the tech-heavy NASDAQ finished at its highest level since November 2000. Gold is up. We'll be talking a lot with that with Franklin.